Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. How is everybody doing? Today is Sunday. Now, I want to talk about the farmer's market. The farmer's market. That's what the message is called, the farmer's market. And let me pray first. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now just as I am. I just ask that you bless everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, and that they will go out into the farmer's market and sow the seed of the word in people's heart. Father God, I ask that it goes down into the seed of their hearts, and Holy Spirit, that you manifest it, grow it up, and that we'll keep on reproducing and getting people into the kingdom of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. The farmer's market. The farmer's market. And let us go to some foundation scripture for today. I'm going to go to Psalms 24 and 1. You can go there if you will, but I'll just say it. It says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Amen. This is the farmer's market. The farmer's market. And let us go to Mark 4 and 14, which says that the sower sows the word. The sower sows the word. We are in the farmer's market, y'all. The sower sows the word. All right, let us go to Matthew 28 and 18. Let me get there. Bear with me. I just started. Let me get there. Matthew 28 and verse 18. It is in the book, y'all. It is in the book. We are here today. We are in the farmer's market. All right, let us start at verse 18. And it says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, teach all nations, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen and amen. The farmer's market. The Lord our God said to go into all of the nations and teach. We are teaching the word of God. This is the farmer's market. This is his world. The earth is the Lord's once again, in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We are in the farmer's market. Now, when we look at Psalms 19 and 7, let's go there real quick. This gives us the conversion. It gives us the conversion. We are to go out. It's called the Great Commission, and we are to convert people over into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. All right, let's look at the conversion. Let's go to Psalms 19 and 7. Psalms 19 and 7, if you will. Psalms 19 and 7. Let me know when you get there by saying, I'm there. Say, I'm there. We are in the farmer's market, y'all. The farmer's market. Psalms 19 and 7. This is the conversion. All right, and it reads, the law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter and also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and keeping of them there is great reward. Say amen to that. You see, this is the conversion. Look, we were born into sin, shaped in iniquity. But when we go out in the Great Commission and recover all from everybody that got beat up by Satan, there is this conversion. And the word of the Lord is true. The word of the Lord is right. And within inside the kingdom system, we can't go wrong. Say amen. Amen. Now, this is the conversion from Babylon, because we were shaped in iniquity, born in iniquity, shaped in iniquity, born into sin. So it's the conversion from Babylon, because 2 Corinthians 4:4 that says that the enemy blinds the mind of the unbeliever. So the gospel must be preached. Let's go there. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:4. 2 Corinthians 4:4. We in the farmer's market, y'all. This is the farmer's market. I'm smiling because, you know, I just like to smile. We and preach the word of God. This is the farmer's market, y'all. Let's go over there. This is in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 4:4. We're going to see. Bear with me. All right. And it says, what? Let's go to 4:3 first. And it says, but if our gospel be hid, see, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, the God of this world is Satan himself. The God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, verse 5, for we preach not ourselves. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. See that? We're preaching Jesus Christ to you all. We're preaching Jesus Christ in the Great Commission to the unbeliever so they can be converted over into the kingdom of God. All right, let us keep on going. Let us keep on going. Let me stay on track with my notes, because we are in the farmer's market, y'all. We are in the farmer's market. Let's get a synopsis. Let's get a pattern. Let's see a small detail of how the farmer's market looks. We'll get a synopsis, an example of someone preaching in the farmer's market, going into the marketplace. Let's go over into let's go over to Acts 16. We're gonna get a small visual, if you will, a small visual of someone preaching in the marketplace. Preaching in the marketplace. All right, let me hurry up. Acts 16. Say, hurry up, Pastor Mike. Hurry up, Pastor Mike. I'm getting to it. This is the farmer's market. All right, Acts 16. Let's start at 16, verse 16. This is Paul and Silas, and they're in prison. All right, let's see what it says. And it came to pass as we went to prayer. See, they prayed first. As we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothing. Say soothsaying. She was soothsaying, y'all. All right. She was bringing money to her masters, you know, by her soothsaying. All right. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. See, she knew. She was a soothsayer, but she knew what Paul and Silas, ministers, these are ministers of the gospel, bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to us, you know. All right, let's keep on going. Verse 18, and this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit. See, it was a spirit in her. The spirit recognized the men of God. The spirit recognized the men of God coming into the territory to break down the strongholds. All right, let me go again. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. He came out. It didn't say she came out. It said he. Even demons are he. Even demons are he. Y'all, I get that. We'll explain that later. That's another preaching. And he came out the same hour. He came out of her the same hour, that spirit. And when her master saw that their hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace, into the rulers. See, they were getting paid by this woman, soothsaying. Now their hopes are all gone. This is why they want to muzzle the mouth of the minister. They want to shut the minister up. We can bring this up to today. You know, put that mask on. Muzzle the mocks. Take the church out so all iniquity can happen. Look, we are in the farmer's market, y'all. We are in the farmer's market. Let's keep on going. Verse 19, and we'll read this again. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. You know, they wanted to gain money. But if you cut off the church, you know, all things can happen. They can just keep on in their greed. But the truth draws out all of, I would call it usury, all of usury. All right, verse 20. And brought them into the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. They troubling our city. We got to get them out. We got to shut them up and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. See, the Gentiles, they don't want the Gentiles, the Chaldeans, the Babylonian system. They don't want the truth. We know that the conversion, over in the conversion in Psalms 19, 7 through 11, we talked about how the law is the truth in the order of the kingdom, the system and the truths in the kingdom of how we got to act by. There's customs in the kingdom of God, but they don't want that. They don't want that. They want to just keep on being foul, living foul. All right. We in the farmer's market. Don't panic. We're just in the farmer's market. And let us keep on reading. And the multitudes rose up together against him. They got mad. These boys got mad. And the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. They want to beat them. They want to shut them up. This is cancel culture, y'all. Watch this. Let's keep on reading. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison. Want to shut them up. How about cancel culture? Charging the jailers to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in their stocks. Nobody can see them. We want to cancel them. We want to get them deep into the prison so nobody can hear the preaching of the gospel. Nobody can hear the voice of the believer. Let's get them out of here because it's money to be made. It's money to be made in Babylon. You know, we got to keep on making this money. You know, we don't want to know the truth. We want to do what we want to do. Do everything that we want to do, found over in Galatians 5 and 20. Look at those. Where it talks about the fruit, unrighteous fruit, not the fruit of the spirit, but the unrighteous fruit. I'm not going to go there, but people want to keep on in Babylon, want to keep on doing the works of the enemy. All right, let's keep on going. Let me try to stay on track because we are in the farmer's market. All right, let's go to verse 25. We still in the farmer's market. We're in Acts 16, 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They prayed again, see this? And sang praises unto God. See, they didn't give up. They didn't give up just because darkness was upon them. They did not give up. They kept on serving the Lord our God. Even in a prison situation, they kept on serving. Even in the cancel culture situation, they kept on praising. Even in the quarantine, they kept on praising the Lord our God. Let's keep on reading. Say, slow down, Pastor Mike. I'm trying to. We are in the farmer's market. All right. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. They heard. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can a preacher preach unless he's been sent? Unless he's been called? You got to hear the word of the Lord, the word of God. It'll prick your hearts. All right. Let me keep on reading. Stay on track. All right. And the prisoners heard them And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Praise. The strongholds are broken when we praise the Lord our God. Come on. And the keeper of the prison awaking out of his sleep. See, he was asleep. You know, the woke culture. We talk about the woke culture. Wake up. Wake up. He was asleep. The revelation. He was asleep, but when he saw the miracles, signs, and wonders, he got awoke. Let's keep on reading. Come on, slow down, Pastor Mike. Because we in the farmer's market. You know, you got to sow the seed slowly, Pastor Mike. I'm trying. You know, I get excited and I smile. All right. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. You know, cancel culture was going to get him. You know, he saw something, but I don't know. I did see a miracle, so I can't deny it. So let me just go ahead and do this. But let's see what happened. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." We still here. We still have integrity. We still have character. We didn't run off. We know we're obeying the commandments of our Lord. That's who we obeying. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy household." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. See this? This is a visual of how Paul and Silas were in the marketplace, in the farmer's market, and they sowed the seed of the word. They didn't give up. It's the Great Commission. Go ye all into all the nations and teach, preach the gospel. They preached Jesus Christ unto the prisoners. The prisoners even heard it. And miracles happen. This is just the farmer's market. We're in the farmer's market. This is what this is about, the farmer's market. Going out. The Great Commission, the farmer's market, recovering all. The one who kept the prison got recovered and his house in the farmer's market. Earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. This is the farmer's market. And we are supposed to preach and teach the word of God. Teach Christ. This is the farmer's market. All right, let us keep on going. See, we see that strongholds are always broken when we hear the word of God. Let us look at something else. Let us look at Matthew 9. Let's go to Matthew 9. And you can go back some scriptures. Matthew 9. This is the farmer's market. Matthew 9. And let us start at verse 27, if you will. Watch this. This is the farmer's market. "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes. According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightway charged them, saying, See that no man know it." Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody that you just got healed. And watch this, verse 31. "But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country." They didn't obey him. This was a miracle. This was a sign. This was a wonder. And I can see. So I gotta spread this. "As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man, possessed with the devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel." It wasn't seen like this in Babylon. But the Pharisees said, he casts out the devils through the prince of the devils. See, they getting jealous. Somebody getting jealous. You know, they want to hold on to what they got. Hold on to the little glory that they got. You know, but let's keep on going. And Jesus went out about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. See, we are supposed to be like Jesus Christ going out. He went out to all the villages. We are supposed to be just like him and go out into the nations and preach and teach the kingdom of God. This is the farmer's market. Let me keep on going. And he was healing everybody in sicknesses and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. No sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous. Excuse me. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. Amen. See that we are supposed to go into the harvest, the market, the farmer's market. Jesus is the farmer. Jesus is the farmer, y'all. The Lord our God is the farmer. He sowed Jesus as a supernatural seed, the super seed inside the form. So we are supposed to sow seed as well. We are imitators of God. Go out, preach to the nations, teach the nations in the farmer's market. Say amen to that. And notice that we can't be selfish. I know as believers, we get saved, but we can't just sit up in the church and be selfish. We have to go out and recover all. We can't be like, well, I got mines. I'm good. I'm saved. Do you know that there's a reward to going out and converting people over, letting the Holy Spirit convert people over, just being a witness to people and they come into the kingdom? There's rewards that you get for this. Y'all didn't know that? How many rewards do you want to receive? Go out, preach the gospel to the world. Get them in, recover all. Because they're under darkness, recover all, get them into the kingdom. So it is selfish not to go out there. We have to go out there. We have to preach the word of God and bring them in. That's called love. We're supposed to love the Lord our God, and we're supposed to love people. So is it not that we have love in our hearts enough to go and get our fellow man and bring them in from the wiles of the devil? Say amen to that. So that's what Jesus saw when he saw that there was no shepherd over the sheep. He had compassion. So we are supposed to have love and compassion for people. Go out and recover them into the kingdom of God. This is the farmer's market, y'all. This is the farmer's market. Let us keep on going. Let us keep on going. Let us keep on going. I am almost finished. I am almost out of time. This is the farmer's market. This is why, you know, why do we want to win souls? Why do we want to win souls? First of all, the devil, you know, we born into the middle of a war, and the devil, he did a work on people. You know, this is why the second Adam, Jesus Christ, came, and he had the compassion on people. So why do we want to win souls? We can go to 2 Peter 3:9 real quickly. This is the reason why it's so important. 2 Peter 3:9, and you can read it when you get home. It's because the Lord our God, he's long suffering. He doesn't want anyone to be lost, because hell was not made for you and me. It was only made for Satan and the demons. It was not made for us. We were just born into a middle of a war. So we have to go out. The Lord our God does not want any of us to be lost. He's long suffering. So we have to come to repentance. We have to come to repentance. That's one thing. And another other thing, when we look at John 3:16, it says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. How about having a life with the Lord our God? Living in the farmer's market. This is the farmer's market. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. We are supposed to go out and recover all in the earth. Make everyone into a believer in the earth. And we are supposed to train them and send them out to keep the door revolving. We are ministers of reconciliation. So this is the Former's Market. That is all that I have.
Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey. If you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.com. That's inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.com.